And finally today, Saudi Arabia is not a place we normally associate with a silly dance, but something called the penguin dance is all the rage there at the moment. If you haven't seen it yet, it's a line dance that combines side kicks and bunny hops. Wall Street Journal reporter Ellen Nickmeyer has written about this, and she reckons the Saudi craze has its origins on the web.
Saudis spend a lot of time online watching videos. There's not movie theaters in Saudi, they're banned, and a lot of public entertainment places that the rest of the world has are banned there too. So Saudis spend a lot of time just kind of online watching videos. They're some of the world's biggest consumers of YouTube. So there are dances that show variations of the penguin dance online, and Saudis say that they saw those videos. And once it hit Saudi, it just spread. It became a very popular thing to do.
You know, I want to make a point of saying that certainly we expect that Saudis should have a home life and that they should dance or do whatever. It is the fact that they're putting these videos online that's making it so interesting.
That's true. I mean, I think I lived in Saudi for a couple of years, and my impression is that Saudis often care a lot about their dignity, about the way that they present themselves publicly. So the fact that they're willing to like show the lighter side of things, and some of them actually have done joke videos with the penguin dance where there's one where some guys are starting a penguin dance and they say, forget about this. Let's go back to our old dances. And they do some traditional dances. So it's a way that, Saudis can just show the rest of the world that they're real people, too. Enjoy having fun.
What has been the reaction to this? Government, clerics, anything?
There's not been any official reaction to the penguin dance, but online there are definitely some people who are expressing the view that this is something that's a foreign import and it's not something that Muslims should do or Saudis should do. I've seen tweets calling it the penguin dance like a Zionist plot and saying it's like a Christian attempt to convert people to Christianity and that it's not proper for women to do and things like that. So just all the objections that are usually raised to anything from outside are being raised against the penguin dance.
Ellen, I wonder if the objections to the dance have to do with the fact that it's kind of a grassroots movement and not something, you know, given an official stamp of approval.
In a way, I mean, perhaps it certainly doesn't come from, you know, the clerical authorities or anything like that. So, I mean, the fact that it's outside the system, Saudi can be a pretty closed system. So anything that comes from outside can be seen as like a challenge to the existing order.
Now, Ellen, just between you and me, have you done the penguin dance?
I have done the penguin dance in the privacy of my own home for no one to see.
Ellen Nickmeyer, reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you as always.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Yes, even we tried the penguin dance here in the newsroom. It's painfully embarrassing, but worth a watch at PRI.org. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Aaron Schachter. Have a great weekend.